Hey everyone, it's Carl. Before we get started, I want to let you know that I have a new podcast out called Alchemix Bar Diaries, where I tell you my thoughts that go through my brain about bartending techniques, theory, and anything to do related to the bartending world. We just started. I would love to have you come over, take a listen. The link for it is in the description of any podcast player you're listening to this to. And yeah, go check it out. Now let's get the show started. Everyone in the service industry has a story, crazy customers, wild orders, and WTF moments. Do You Want to Start a Tab? The podcast here to bring you those tales from behind the bar. My name's Carl, and I'm literally 7 days out from having hernia surgery.
My name is Riley, and I have not had any surgeries.
But you have been Nurse Riley for 7 days.
I have.
You're a wonderful nurse.
I was a terrible nurse.
You're a wonderful nurse. Potato, tomato. So what we'd like to do here on this lovely little podcast is read stories off the internet about the hospitality industry. We talk about it, discuss it. Could it have been handled differently? Was it handled correctly? Is there an asshole? Is there a hero? Then we like to rate that story 1 through 5. 1 being your average run-of-the-mill story that we hear every day, or 5 being a unique situation. You're like, holy shit, I never thought that could happen.
Right.
And we are adults who like adult beverages.
Yes.
Today we are drinking a beer from Savage Oak
Brewery
out of Chicago-ish, Illinois. They're in a suburb. I don't know if actually in Willow Springs suburb.
I think they might have been. Says on the bottle.
Probably.
Oh, it's Imperial Oak Brewing.
Imperial Oak Brewing.
Savage Oak is the wild aged sour series brewed at Imperial Oak Brewing of Willow Springs, Illinois.
Yep. So we found this brewery last year when
we were stranded
in Chicagoland at my stepbrother's house, and we wanted pizza. And I remember driving to the pizza place because it was like a crap pizza place. Like you could tell by the pictures, it just looked really good. I was like, oh, man, I hope there's somewhere I can buy beer
right
next to it. And lo and behold, literally right next door is this brewery. And this brewery does beers that we enjoy.
Yes.
The sour pucker your face right off.
Yes.
So, yes, the name of the brewery is Imperial Oak. This is the Savage Oak series. This is Peach Gold, a Belgian-style sour golden ale, 7.5%.
With Brettanomyces, right?
Yeah.
So Lactobacillus and Pediococcus.
Yeah. So these are the beers Riley and I have enjoyed together for many, many years.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a minute.
It's been a really long minute. It's so good because, you know, I get trendy sours and trendy beers all together, but now it's they're so sugary and they're fruited sours and all this other shit. Right.
It's like a Sour Patch Kid versus a Warhead.
Yeah. This is half the reason I want to go to Belgium is to go have beers like this and just your normal triples and quads and stuff like that. So anywho, do you want me to start off or would you like to start off? How about you start off?
Okay. I found a story on the Petty Revenge subreddit.
Okay.
It was posted 9 years ago by Allfather 2233.
Okay.
Called Inattentive Bartenders Are the Worst.
Wait, say that again.
Inattentive Bartenders.
Inattentive, okay.
It's kind of long, so bear with me here.
I got a beer to enjoy, so.
Right. I was at a bar for a friend's birthday where they had a secondary bar that seated 6 people. Despite its small size, they still had 2 bartenders working, or a bartender and a bar back, whatever. There was a pretty big crowd gathered around it, but two people working could not have given less of a shit. They would disappear for long periods of time or just flat out turn their backs to the customers and have a conversation with one another. People are complaining they kicked some out. Side note, isn't it strange that bars are the only place that you can kick people out for complaining about shitty service? Anyway, after a while of this, we decide to leave. But before we do, I order a specialty drink they make for me and my friend, 4 friends. Only reluctantly did they make the drinks and give them to us. And when we take the first sip, we find out that they had to be 75% simple syrup. I go to complain and I am ignored. The guy is standing with his back to me, the girl unwilling to do anything. I've had it with these two. So I took my friends one I look to my friends one by one, ending on the guy whose birthday it was. I say, happy birthday, bro, in my best Aragorn for Frodo voice, then pound my syrupy drink, then pound their drinks, then turn to the bar. The male bartender had his back to me and his frame blocked the view of the female bartender, so none of them saw me regurgitate an evening's worth of imbibed booze, bile, and of course lots of simple syrup onto the bar.
Oh my god.
Then I calmly turned to my stunned friends, confident that my actions would not be noticed by the bartenders, though the people standing next to me noticed all too well, and said, let's get the fuck out of here. We went next door, grabbed a drink, and a few minutes go by and a guy comes up to me and says, dude, I was just next door and watched what you did. I was fucking dying. Those people were awful. I'm so glad I found you. I knew you guys were gonna take off right after, but I needed to stick around and see what the bartenders did. And after a few minutes, the girl made a face and they both turned and saw it. The guy even leaned into it. There's a manhunt going on for you right now.
Wow. Man,
there's a lot going on here.
There's a lot going on. I mean, let's just start off with the two bartenders.
Yes.
I get it. I've been there. We've all been there. If you bartended for any amount of extended amount of time, you are just not in the mood. You're just having a day. You don't want to be there.
Then call in.
I get it, right? I'm not trying to justify what they're doing. I'm just putting their shoes on and, you know, whatever.
Even though I haven't worked in the industry, I work in an industry that is far more emotionally taxing, I think. Mm-hmm. And, like, I can't just show up to work and decide not to take care of people today.
Right, absolutely. Right.
It's like, I don't give a fuck how bad your day is. You have to check that shit at the door and do your fucking job.
Absolutely.
Period. End of discussion.
Absolutely.
They weren't doing that. Should the guy have yacked on the bar? Probably not. But if it took them a few minutes to notice it.
Yeah.
That's a fucking problem.
I wonder if the two bartenders are sleeping together.
Probably.
Because, like, just the way... It just seemed like, you know, obviously we were very limited on the
perspective,
perspective, but it just seems like they were feeding off of each other, you know, and usually it's, I guess, uncommon for me to have two bartenders having really shitty days working together. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, it's usually one and the other one's trying to pull the other one out or just kind of like, okay, I guess I'm going to pick up
80%. One person picking up the slack
and, you know, yeah. But for both of them to be just bluntly just.
Not doing their job.
You know, and like, I get it. Even if you don't want to deal with people, just make the drinks right, man. Just like, it's not that hard. You're not putting. Well,
see, it's not about making the drinks right. I wonder if that was just their recipe and it was just a super sweet drink. We've been to bars where it's like, really? This is your specialty cocktail? It's all syrup. It's all sugar.
Right.
So like, I'm taking the composition of the drink. Mm-hmm. I'm not blaming that on them. It could be them, but sure. I don't think it was a that day thing.
You don't think they tripled the syrup just to be dicks?
They weren't being petty. Right. I don't think. I think that they were just making drinks.
They weren't being malicious in the drink making aspect of it.
They were probably being dicks about it,
right.
But I don't think they fucked the recipe.
Okay. Yeah, that's probably true.
I'm going to give them that small amount of grace.
Right.
Where it's like, they're not actively fucking up drinks. Because at the end of the day, that's still your tips.
Yeah. This is something I'll say day in, day out. I was like, where the fuck is the manager in all of this, right? Is it just a bar and these are the only two fucking people working it, you know?
Right.
Or is there a GM or a manager on duty, someone that's above these two? Knowing the luck, the guy's the one in charge, you know?
Right.
And the woman is just playing off of it. But for this guest to sit there and pound these five drinks, then knowing that his body is going to throw them up means this isn't his first time.
Oh, he did it on purpose.
Right. I understand that. But I'm saying this isn't his first time consuming. Like, if I was to slam five drinks, even if they weren't great, I would not know my body would throw them up instantaneously again.
Or he intentionally made himself regurgitate them. I think he actively made himself vomit. Mm. That's how he makes it sound.
Right. Okay. That makes more sense. Cause
he slammed them. So the sugary shit would be on the bar. Like, it was premeditated.
Right.
It was absolutely premeditated. No,
I get that. But I'm just saying, like, knowing your body would do that, I guess in my mind, he knew his body would regurgitate all that sugar,
but you're telling it on purpose,
but you're telling he
actively
put his fingers down his throat.
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe not put his fingers down his throat, but he said he regurgitated, which means on purpose.
Right. I don't know. I guess I don't regurgitate on purpose for any reason, let alone.
I actively try to avoid that.
Right. I mean, we've been together 10 years now, and I think I just threw up times 7 and 8 on Friday.
I don't even think it's been that many.
Yeah. But that's not because I was drinking. That was because of me recovering from my hernia surgery and
pain meds mess your stomach up.
So, man. And then to go next door. They don't even try to like go around the block.
There's a manhunt for you.
Like to be that guy, to be that person that sees it all. And then you're like, I'm going to go find these fuckers and just say, this is awesome. Thank you for making my Saturday night.
Right. Like that was disgusting, but I'm glad I saw it.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
One of the comments said economic Darwinism.
What does that mean?
Darwinism is just like survival of the fittest.
Oh yeah. That's awesome. I hate cleaning a puke.
It's like, awful.
It is awful.
Coming from recent experience, it's horrific.
You at least can do it in a controlled environment, you know, with but man.
I don't know. There was no ventilation when I did it.
That's awesome.
But I mean, obviously the bartenders are the assholes. Like I cannot think of a situation where I would actively get so angry I would choose to vomit on a bar.
Right.
Was the guy an asshole for vomiting on the bar? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it was justifiable assholery, in my opinion.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. And like the thing, it took them a few minutes to
realize
that in and of itself is enough to say that this was justified.
Absolutely. Hold on. I gotta blow my nose.
I'm so glad I found that story.
Oh, yeah.
That's a whole other level of petty.
Right. I wonder, too, this is 9 years ago, right? Like, I wonder if these two people are still bartending. Like, they're like,
oh, they can't possibly be.
Unless this changed their thing. Sometimes you have that incident that just changes, you know, you. But this probably is not that incident.
No.
What are we going to rate this story? What are you thinking?
4.2.
Wow.
Yes. Because again, it had to have been terrible service.
Yeah.
For somebody to choose to vomit on a bar.
Right.
Which that in of itself, like I've seen bad service.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen service that bad.
No, that is true. Ever. I've seen some shitty service and just like at least they're kind of going through the motions while providing you the bad service. These people just didn't want to provide any service.
They were just like, fuck these customers. I don't want to be here. I'm just not going to do anything.
Mm-hmm. They were probably hungover as fuck.
Or they hated their manager or they just hated their jobs or they're just assholes. I don't know. Who knows? But it's a lot of... It takes a lot for service to be that bad, yeah. I think. And then you get the extra bonus of the guy finding them.
Yeah.
Which that's what puts it over a 4 for me.
See, that's what I was going to give it a 4 because of that. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, third party
right.
finds the them party. And like congratulates them and like tells them like the aftermath of it all.
And you gotta award points for commitment to the bit.
Right. Like
this guy actively chugged 4 drinks worth of sugar water.
Well, it wasn't even that, but also like given his little line in the Aragon Lord of the Rings tone voice too, right. You know, like that'd have been fucking hilarious to see. Just like gives a little thing. Man,
it's points for commitment to the bit. It's points for how awful the service was, and it's points for the follow through.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I mean, it probably could be higher than a 4.2, but I'm gonna leave it at a 4.2.
I got you. Like I said, I'm gonna do a 4. We're right there. Yeah, this is crazy. Like it's fun. If you have a story similar to this, which I hope you do not. Well, if you have a story similar to this, you're the third party watching and not being.
I mean, if you're intentionally throwing up, please
let us
tell us about that. Us,
yeah, that's true. We do have a subreddit. Do you want to start a tab? It is in the link of any description
There is a link in the description, on the podcast player that you're listening to.
There we go. Boom. We'd love to read it, talk about it, discuss it on the show. You can also leave us a voicemail, 563-277-0072. We love to hear your story and talk about it, discuss it, and let everyone hear it, because it is fun listening to other people's stories.
Yes.
Nobody wants to see your butthole.
And one thing we do ask of you is go ahead and give us a rating on either Apple Podcasts or Spotify. We love to see everyone enjoying the show. We have 16 5.0 stars. We have 16 5.0 five-star reviews.
Are you okay?
No. On Spotify.
Is your brain malfunctioning?
It's still
short-circuiting?
It's still in trauma from the fucking surgery. So we appreciate everyone leaving those reviews. I haven't checked Apple for a while, but I know we had about 8 or 10 reviews the last time I checked. We appreciate you, and that's really the only thing we ask.
Right.
Is for some reviews, helps the podcast grow. Speaking of voicemails.
Yes. In lieu of Carl reading a story today,
we have a voicemail, and I've only kind of skipped around on this to it, and this is actually a two-parter. It was so long that she left two voicemails.
Oh.
So I stitched them together real quick in my audio editing, so it's just one file, and we're going to listen to it now.
Oh my god, I hope it's a live action play-by-play.
It's not. Oh, I know that much. I know it's not. I think it's a after shift call while she's driving home. That's what it seems like.
That's almost better.
Yeah.
Alrighty. I've got a doozy of a story. I was working the opening shift today at a restaurant bar that I work at. Supposed to clock out at 4. And at 3:45, right before the other bartender came in, I got a party of about 16, 18 people that walk in.
Ew.
I go to seat them, greet them, get some of their drink orders because there is no server, and they inform me that they will all be separate checks, although some of them will be combined. So I start taking everybody's order. 80% of the group is children sitting at all kinds of different tables, and this parent points to a child over in the corner. Oh, that one's with me. The other one over there at that other table is with me. So I'm taking people's names. Every single order has mods. I will say the children were very, very nice, aged about 14 to 16, some kind of field trip. Trying to get to the POS system, which is Toast, which, by the way, I hate. And then I start putting in all these mods, and one of the adults approaches me and lets me know, hey, we're expecting another 16 to 20 people that will also be on separate checks. Is that going to be okay? We also need to close out quickly and get the food quickly. Now, mind you, there is one cook in my kitchen because we don't ever get busy like this, and everybody had already mostly been cut, or we're waiting for them to come in. The food takes forever to come out. The POS system does not allow me to put everybody's name on everything, so the one server helping me is helping me raffle off things at the table. And they're walking around like, who got this cheeseburger? Who got this? And nobody can remember what they ordered, which is fantastic. Then I go to split out all these checks, which the system allows people to scan a QR code and pay that way. But most of them decide that instead of being convenient, they're going to individually give me cards or pay me an exact change. And when exact change, I mean, when it's $20.52, it was down to the penny. Some of them have Apple Pay. My manager is MIA. I can't get manager approval to do any of these things. Luckily, even though they were scattered across 4 different checks, then split into about 24 or 28 separate tabs, it was still put as an autograph because all of 2 people tipped, and both of them were children. Both of them were children. What is wrong with people? And then as they're leaving, I'm trying to make sure everybody has gotten taken care of. I realize there are 2 tabs that have not been closed out, and there are only 2 people left, and they have already paid. So I mentioned this to the 2 people because they are adults. And they're like, all right, part 2. I know this isn't going to fit on one voicemail. Not exactly sure where the other one cut off, but at the point that everybody has already almost left, only 2 children have tipped me. Everybody else has put 0, even though, yes, I know it's auto-graded. the amount of ass pain that I was having to go through was a little excessive. And then there's two basically walkie taps, from what I can tell. So the adults left, choose to pay for them and ask me if they, I can tell them who it was. And I said no, because they're not attached to names, they're attached to seat numbers, which didn't really correspond to anybody, because nobody was sitting in the same place and they all moved around. So if they know there are very specific burger modifications, then sure, but a lot of people just got plain cheeseburgers with fries on the side, side of ranch. So pick a kid, and that's probably the one that walked the tap, possibly by mistake. So the parents pay me. I'm going through these tabs. The party is left. I'm trying to figure out who tipped, make sure I'm close, put them on the tip, and I realized that one of the kids had tried to pay me in cash with what I thought was a tip originally. When I picked it up from the table, he said he had paid, hands me his ticket with folded up cash on it, which was very thin and felt like one folded singular dollar bill. So I didn't even consider it was a payment because I see $1. Come to find out, as I am opening things and putting things away, it was $21 and his tab was $20.52. So he was likely one of the lost tabs that the adults paid for. Now I could have reversed the adult payment on that card and then paid it in cash. But I put that cash in my pocket. I kept that $21 as a tip, and I guess I'm asking, am I the asshole? I put some kids' money, and my parents think that two kids walked tabs, so they'll probably get a talking to. But all of his tips were very nice, so I kind of feel bad, but I also kind of don't, because, yeah, fuck them, guru. Oh, okay, that's it. That's all I got.
Wow. That definitely deserved a two-parter or two callbacks.
So do we want to talk about the situation first, or do we want to give our is she the asshole first?
Oh, she's not the asshole. How would she be that? Okay, how about this? How is she the asshole? If you're going to say she's an asshole, how is she going to say it?
See, I'm torn because, like,
ethically,
somebody paid. Morally. Ethically and morally, one of the charges should have been reversed. However, fuck that group, man. Hmm? Fuck that group.
When you bring chaos, it's going to be chaos.
Shit gets dropped.
I have
worked one of those parties. They put me in the balcony area of one of the restaurants that I worked at. And this party had the entire balcony area. Kids were running around. These kids were not well behaved. Mm-hmm. They were younger. Parents were assholes. Oof. Even with autograt, it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough.
Yeah, let's just first address the whole situation about, okay, you're about to get off, you're 20 minutes away from getting off, and 16 people fucking walk in. I get it. That sucks, but that's part of your job. And she did not bitch about that. She just set that up as the opening, like, storytelling. She understands.
That's setting the story.
She understands that's part of her job. It is what it is.
You get cut when you get cut when you're a server. It might not be you. When your shift is over, it might be 2 hours before your shift is over. You get cut when you get cut.
Right.
And if you as a server complain that you're not getting cut or you're not getting off on the time that you're supposed to, then don't be a server.
You know, the biggest thing is, I get it. Your group of 16, or like she said, either some field trip or some baseball tournament, traveling tournament thing, some basketball fucking traveling thing. I get it. You're just looking for a spot real quick to eat. I understand that.
Right.
But people just don't understand that you cannot just have everyone willy-nilly running around.
Right.
Because it causes more chaos for the end throughout the day or throughout that experience than just sitting up like, look, all right, little Timmy, I know you want to go play with fucking your friends. We need to sit here real quick, get her order.
Right.
Because it makes her job, or even whoever's job, the server's job, bartender's job, to easily start dividing the checks.
Right.
There's really, the only reason people say don't split checks is because they don't understand how to split checks. It's not that hard. If you start off with a fucking system and say there's 16 people in my table, and you can start off that, you can start off organization wise, especially with a family. These people probably are not going to order multiple drinks throughout the night. They're not going to order beers.
They're ordering their burgers, their fries, their pop, their soda, and maybe a beer or two.
Right. And, you know, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it just keeps it easier, you know, and so she could have done her job easier from the beginning. But when you're running around, changing seats, doing this, doing that, that starts pulling the thread out of the fucking, the sweater, you know?
Right. So when I had these groups as a server, what I would do is rather than write up a ticket, like, you know, write up the orders on the little ticket sheet you got, I would like make a grid and then put every person, like red shirt, blue shirt, ball cap, whatever.
Right.
The identifying person who's paying that tab.
Mm-hmm.
And I would write everything in their little box.
Yeah.
And then later, after I put everything in, I would go in and divide it up by who got what.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if you're with a group of people and you know that there are 32 of you and everybody's ordering burgers and fries, say I'm paying for two meals. They're all going to be about the same.
It's all going to be
$1 here and there.
Right.
Like,
I get, yes. But also stop saying, there's going to be 32 of us. We need our food out quickly. You cannot do that.
That doesn't exist.
That expectation has to be thrown out the door
You're calling ahead of time and pre-ordering,
right?
Which you should do. If you have a big group, you should at least call ahead of time and let them know you're coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I mean, that's just common decency. You need, and I don't know if maybe this server's manager got the call and didn't
relay it to him.
Relay the message, which then completely changes who the asshole in the scenario is.
Right.
But, and then the manager wasn't anywhere to be found for checks and stuff, which is, if you have a big party, your manager should be available to you.
Yep.
It's going to, shit's going to happen.
Yep.
You're going to have to do mods, and depending on what the system requires or what the restaurant requires, you're going to need a manager pin at least one time.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
The manager should be available. The manager should be present. The manager should be helping you.
It's 4 o'clock. It's almost 4 o'clock. That's almost a shift change. Like if this was like 2 o'clock, manager could be doing inventory dollar. It's 4 o'clock. So they should already be getting ready to change drawers out to start like getting the new setups
manager
for everyone.
Should be on the floor helping you when you have a party of 30.
Right.
And I mean, that might be a hot take, but no.
It's not. No, it's not. Like one person, it's not a hot take at all. Especially because the manager's probably going to have to go back, help out the cook real quick, drop fries for them or, you know, get plates out for them, start expoing for them or this or that. Like,
if you never have a group bigger than six and you have 30 people or 16 and then 16 walk in, that manager should be on their fucking toes.
Mm-hmm. To be considerate of who and what's going on in the environment, basically reading the room.
Yeah, be aware of that. Situational awareness.
You are now putting this huge, huge strain on these people, your servers and your cooks and stuff like that.
If this is a field trip or if this is a group, a team sport thing that you're in a tournament and you need to get meals, like the least you can do is call ahead.
Right.
And like not 15 minutes.
An hour or two.
If you are watching your kid's basketball tournament, the game starts at 2 p.m. and it gets over at 3 p.m. because 16-year-olds don't play full games and there's not TV timeouts.
Yeah.
You should decide where you're going for dinner before the game starts. Call that place. Let them know approximately when you'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't take reservations, at least they know you're coming.
Yeah. Same thing with the brew pub we work at. Like, look, we don't take reservations. Oh, should we call ahead? We always appreciate it because guess what?
We can make sure we have the staff available. We can make sure that we have enough fries ready to be dropped. We can have all of our prep done. Mm-hmm. If we press our own patties, we can make sure we have enough patties pressed for burgers.
You can at least have waters out at everyone's fucking table ready to go. If you're always such in a hurry, then you need to help us out too.
Right, because frying 30 burgers and dropping 30 servings of fries is gonna take a while.
Yep. It's a time thing. Like even if it was 15 two tops, that's still going to, like, it doesn't matter that you're in a large group. Stop thinking your shit is more important than anyone else's. I know they were the only people in there, whatever, doesn't matter. But like,
See, you need to check your. I'm going to check you for a second because, like, you're assuming malice.
It's not malice. It's the unconscious decision of, like, when you say my food needs to be out in a hurry, that is being malice without unconsciously knowing.
That's not malicious intent. That is being unaware.
Right.
So, like, should you actively try to be more aware of situations? Absolutely. And, like, should you actively practice common courtesy? Absolutely. But I don't think they were intending to be dense. I think that
they're just unaware of the situation.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
don't assume they're dicks because they didn't do this. Maybe they just don't know any better. And that's why we're here. That's what we're doing. We're educating people.
I'm sorry. You show up anywhere with 16 plus people. Tell them there'd be another 16 people. Like, these are adults who have went out to restaurants and went to other things. I'm sorry. You don't have to work in the service industry to understand that. Like, that is being a dick. It is being a dick.
It is, but that doesn't mean you know you're being a dick.
At least one person in this group knows they're being a dick. There's at least one person in this group of 30 plus. There's probably, out of the 30, she said mostly were kids. So let's just say there was 20 kids and 10 adults.
Right.
One person in this group knew that this was probably being a dick move.
Probably. But I'm just saying, like, we'll take the malicious intent and the knowledge of being a dick away from it. And I
never said they were being malicious. They were just knowing that they were being a dick.
Well, if you go into a situation knowing you're being a dick and you do it anyway, that's malice. That's malicious intent. Mm-hmm.
But she didn't say no one complained about time. She said the food took forever, but she didn't say anyone complained
At least they were.
So that at least that's saying that they weren't.
They realized they fucked up.
Either they fucked up or it came out as soon as they were hoping to.
Right.
Because I guess, okay, maybe the more we keep talking about this in and out, maybe this whole experience took 90 minutes. Maybe they thought it was going to take 2 hours and they needed to be in the 90 minute realm. Because maybe they don't understand what quick means, even though it's normal time.
Or maybe they're used to this and they've had a party take 4 hours because restaurant wasn't organized.
See, all we need is talk it out. Talk it out. Let me dwindle on my thoughts for a moment. But yeah, this is definitely a teaching moment, I think, for people who are guests in this situation. If you know you're going to be a large party and you're going to go somewhere specific,
just
call ahead. Because guess what? Maybe they don't even have seating for you.
Yeah, maybe they don't have enough seats. But I mean, in theory, you would hope they would have researched that.
Right. Beforehand. And I get it. 4 o'clock in the afternoon, most places, most general restaurants are going to be open because no one's fucking eating at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
For the most part. And that's probably why they chose 4 o'clock. And they got
probably between games or something.
Well, she said it was probably a field trip the way it seemed like. So you got a bunch of hungry teenagers.
Right.
And luckily, 14 to 15, those are usually the ages kids are just going to be on their phones and just be kids. It's like the 10-year-olds that are fucking running around.
Anything under 10.
Yeah, they're running around.
Anything under 10. Ugh. You can just miss me with that party.
I'm curious how much you got. Okay, so then let's fast forward to the cash thing. We kind of started with this. I think we should end with this. She's right. She could have went back, undid one of the $20 charges.
And let's, for the record, that's what she should have done.
Right.
However, anybody in that position who sees that happen isn't going to say shit.
Nope.
Does that mean it's right? No.
Nope. It's, if it was like $50, then yes. I mean, I'm not trying to justify 20 is less than 50, but it's also like, you know, like that kid, I'm not blaming the kid.
Right.
He just did. Mom gave him fucking $25, $22, whatever, to go eat. And he just folded up, gave it to her. Doesn't know what change means, tip means. Just, here's your fucking money.
Right. And I mean, with the auto gratuity, that's usually 18%, right?
Mm-hmm.
So his tip was included.
Right, because whatever random parent paid for that, you know,
So, like, all of the tickets already had 18% gratuity added.
Mm-hmm.
Is a tip on top of that nice? Absolutely.
Right.
However, because the tip is included, the gratuities included, expecting tips on top of that, I feel like is unfair.
Some people will tip extra knowing they, hey, we just put you through this ringer.
Right.
You autograt, which I get, but right. here's an extra $10.
Right. And that's great. And right. that is, for lack of a better word, a blessing.
Right.
That is not mandatory, yeah. nor should it be expected because, again, the tip is included. That's mm-hmm. that's what auto gratuity right. is.
That's why you autograt.
Especially for a party like that, if you're not autograting, if auto gratuity is not part of your policy, or if you bitch about auto gratuity being part of a policy, that's why.
Mm-hmm. And it goes back to now you had to split all these checks, do all this. And I get it. In a place like this, that's why sometimes, even at Seven Hills, we put on our menus, we don't split checks over 10 people.
Right.
People get upset. It's like, well, you guys are moving around. I don't know this, this, and that.
Bring cash and pay everybody.
We all have Venmo now. We all have Cash App. We all right. have whatever the fuck else, Facebook Pay or whatever the
right.
else it is. Or, hey, I'll get you, let me run to the ATM.
Right.
But the $20 thing, it's like.
Should you have done it? No. Is anybody going to blame you who has been in that situation? No. Is it technically theft? Yes.
Because when they get back, the parent that paid for it's going to go to little Timmy's mom. Like, hey, I had to pay for Timmy's burger.
But they don't know whose it was.
That's true.
So they're just, the kids are going to get a talking to about making sure you pay your bills if mm-hmm. your parents weren't there to pay for you.
But also, what a bunch of dicks from the parents not using the QR code just to pay the fucking ticket.
I hate using the QR code.
Why?
I refuse.
Why?
Because I don't want to.
Why?
I don't like it.
That's stupid.
It's not.
In this situation, when everyone's being chaos, you have one server to pay all these tickets. It takes you 2 seconds just to pay.
I understand that. I don't like it.
Okay, but there's a difference between liking it and being convenient and being nice to the whole situation.
I don't think that that's a situation. Like,
you don't think that's a situation that's warranted?
Would it have been nice? Yes. Would it have been nice if some people did it? Yes. However, I don't have my credit cards or my debit cards hooked up to my phone. I do not have
You don't need it to be.
I don't want to do it.
You buy stuff on Amazon, right?
I don't want
to do it. I understand that. But when you come out saying you need your food out quickly because you got somewhere to go and then you're making the end situation longer, this is how you get around it. Just scan the QR code and pay the thing. Get out of there. Who cares? You don't have to deal with them.
Your attitude right now is ridiculous. And I'm not saying that would not be more convenient. I'm saying as a person, I do not like to do it. I do not like it. And if they don't like it, then that's fine. That's taking the customer's money is part of your fucking job.
I understand.
And that should not be factored into whether or not this group was a bunch of dicks.
I think so.
I disagree.
If you come out swinging saying you need your fucking food out fast and you are in, there are times that you can help speed up the process and you don't speed up that process, then it's also on you.
I think that's part of a multi-factor situation.
That's what I'm saying.
But like, I'm not automatically assuming that because they didn't do it, they're assholes.
I didn't say they're assholes.
But that's the attitude that you're projecting. No, that's the message you're projecting.
I'm saying, why wouldn't you do it? It takes fucking so, like, there's no difference than, there is a difference. It is faster. Why not do something that is faster to get the fuck out of there and go do something else? Why do you want to do, not you specifically, but why do you want to do something that takes longer and makes this woman's job harder to do? Like, you have, I'm sorry, these parents have to be able to see the room, see the situation, what's going on, and now you're going to give her fucking 8 credit cards, you got fucking 3 cash chips, you're doing this, you're doing that. Like, why not help make her job easier? Because we came in and destroyed her life, and I made it super hard and made it inconvenient, and like, it was not an optimal situation, experience. If I'm able to do one little thing to get out of the way, move on, that's just me.
That's fine. That's what you think. But I'm not going to blame them for wanting to use their cards normally. That's not going to be on my radar.
This is a normal thing. That's what I'm saying. This is normal now. There's no difference than you doing it on your phone, than you giving it to her. Now she got to walk over to her fucking station, go do it.
She says they use Toast. They probably have handsets.
Whatever. Same thing.
They probably do it there at the table.
Maybe.
I don't think that.
I'm so amazed that you don't like that process.
I don't.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't.
That's what I'm saying. You pay for shit online all the time. What's the difference? You go to websites, put your credit card in at a website to buy shit. This is the same thing. It's just done faster.
I just don't like it. I don't know. But I'm also not going to blame other people for not liking it. I don't like it.
Again,
I have no justification for not liking it, but I can't blame other people because I don't like it.
Okay. But I'm just saying, if it's whatever, I've said it enough. If it speeds up the process, fucking do it.
I would think that there are so many better things that could have been done to speed up their process. That isn't even.
Like what?
Like making sure that the kids aren't moving around, making sure that whoever is on the same ticket is sitting close to or like attached to each other.
Right. The start of the order.
Yeah. Being more courteous about whose order goes where and who is in charge of who and making sure that you can split the checks better than the fucking final payout.
I'm saying that's one piece. We are all talking about small pieces.
Yeah.
And if all these small pieces get added together.
But again, by the time they got there, maybe they got out faster than they expected to, and they're not pissed about getting out there quick anymore.
Right. I mean, there's probably some resentment on her side being there an extra 90 minutes. Now it's probably fucking 5:30.
Right.
Because this, I mean, serving 30 people at one time is not a 40-minute fucking thing unless it's all fried food.
Right.
Burgers, even if they're like shitty burgers, still take 6 minutes to fucking cook.
Right.
30 of them. So she's still there at 5:30.
Right.
My guess.
Right.
So there might
side work and clearing the table.
And like I said, it sounded like she was fucking leaving.
Right.
Or like just got home or.
Right.
Or whatever. So she's probably still a little bit of resentment from the whole thing. So yeah. There is some.
I mean, there are a lot of moving pieces to the story and there are a lot of bad feelings at the end of a shift like this. Right. I've been there. I have done that. But like, I never got pissed at people for paying cash and wanting cash back instead of paying with a card. But this was before the QR codes existed. Like right. how you pay is how you choose to pay. Like that's not what I'm going to resent in this situation.
Right. I think she's just.
It's just
there's an opportunity there to help take out, to help speed along. And I think that's where it's coming from. And that's where I'm coming from. Like, I don't know. In my mind, that's just where we are in today's technology, but it is what it is. So what are we going to rate this story? First of all, did we say thank you for calling in?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so either.
Thank you for calling in, mystery.
Mystery caller.
Mystery server from wherever you're from. We appreciate it.
Yes.
I hope you walked away with good money and hope you had a better night the next night.
Right. If you walked away.
Yeah. I mean, she kind of had a little bit of sense of humor to it. I think it seemed like it. So, but also she was like, I'm going to call Carl and Riley.
I mean, honestly, fuck that group of people.
Yeah.
That's there's no ifs, ands, or buts about that.
But I mean, like at the end of the day, it didn't seem like she really.
It didn't sound like they were terrible.
Terrible. It was just a big shit show before you left. You're excited to leave. Like, woohoo.
Right.
You're like, fuck my life right now.
The situation was terrible, but like, I mean, at least the group seemed like they were pretty chill.
Because it was like 3:55 when they came in. You can get them waters. You can kind of stall for 5 minutes.
Right.
And like, hey, Frank. Guess what you got, fucker?
Walking into a 30 top.
All right. So this. Just like first story, there's a lot of layers to this story. Honestly, this is not that crazy of a story because it happened. If you're in the service industry long enough, especially if you're at a restaurant that is near, like,
if you work for a restaurant that serves families, that's not known for like high end cuisine or.
Right. You're just a casual restaurant.
Like Applebee's caliber.
Burger, sandwiches, whatever. You're going to get this happen because baseball tournaments, volleyball tournaments, whatever fucking tournaments. Yeah. The worst are fucking cheerleader tournaments. Ugh, I hated those.
I think baseball tournaments are awful.
Now, at the bars, they're getting in to be terrible. But, anyways.
The restaurant I worked at with baseball tournaments were the worst.
Yeah, because you were. Yeah. Yeah, the parents
are the worst. And that's the thing. It's not the kids that are bad. It's always like every demographic, every sport tournament or situation it's the type of people who enjoy that sport. Mm-hmm.
Yes. When I say cheerleading resort, it's not the girls. It's the parents of these people.
It's not the children.
Children, whatever. I'm not dismissing parents. That. I'm just dismissing whatever.
Yeah.
It's the parents.
Cheer parents are awful.
We're always talking about the parents because the kids.
Baseball moms are terrible.
Yeah. But if you're in the service industry long enough, you work at a restaurant where there's food served, you're going to run into this at some point.
Yes.
Because like she said, it seemed like they're on a field trip. So they must have been near something, or this was like on the way to something.
Right.
And they wanted to get it done and over with. So it's going to happen. You're going to get fucked. There's been tables. You're going to get six top mm-hmm. 6 minutes before you fucking clock out.
Right.
It's going to happen.
So, and like for me, this, I'm going to 2.5. That's my rating.
I was going to give, that's exactly what I was going to give it. Because this is an average story.
Yes.
This is something that happens decently.
It's a lot of fuckery,
mm-hmm.
but it's the fuckery that you're used to.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, like, we didn't get any stories about how terrible the customers were being.
I agree.
They were demanding at the beginning mm-hmm. and they were inconsiderate, but like that's a party.
Right.
If you're working as a server, that's a standard party. More than 10 people.
Yep.
You're going to get that.
Yep.
It's the organization and the logistics of working a party that big. And that's not anything extra special.
Yep. So both give it 2.5.
Yes. But it was really fun to listen to.
Yeah, no. This is one of the more heated discussions you and I have get up in.
Right.
But which is good, because guess what?
Makes good content.
And we still love each other. There'll be no divorce tomorrow.
Maybe.
Fuck. Drink responsibly. Tip your bartenders. And I fucked that outro up. Don't be a dick. Tip your bartenders and drink responsibly.